This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off the Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
It's all that's ours. Standing by, we'll take caller 9 out, 844-999 Ola, and you'll play profile this in minutes. But first, Bob, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Stephen Thrillhill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 7-Eleven, 7-Elevens around the world. We are talking internationally, all right? Your friends at 7-Eleven, right? They're there 24-7 in spite of the name, but they're very aware of coronavirus and COVID-19 as it's a global thing. And look, these are confusing times. And when the coronavirus pandemic started causing disruption to people's lives, you can be forgiven for making mistakes, as well as struggles to adapt to what everyone's now calling the new normal. And in this case, we go to Thailand, where 7-Eleven is doing the best they can. So shops across the world, they've begun encouraging staff to ensure that, one, they have their protective gear on while they're getting customers to sanitize their hands in the process. It can be confusing. It can be arduous. But again, for those who understand what's going on, it's just for everyone's safety.
Right.
That's all it is. So we go to the 7-Eleven store in Thailand. Now, in this particular 7-Eleven, yes, they have the hand sanitizer that you can use and all the rest of it. But the 7-Eleven, they're using the those thermal thermometers. You know, they aim it at your forehead and take your temperature. Which is amazing to me that in Thailand, at 7-Eleven, they have these.
Anyway, is it?
What's that?
Is it?
Those things are cool.
They're cool if the results are good.
They probably have a supply of them.
Yeah, right. Made in. So, good point. We got them. So they have these things. And look, basically, you walk into the store, the doors part for you, they aim it at your forehead, they press a little button on the thing, bam, they get your temperature, and then you get your information, right? Well, in this case, the staff does this for people, but something went a little bit wrong in this case, because the customer walks into the 7-Eleven, the person that works at 7-Eleven, they grab their thermometer, they aim it at the person's head, they squeeze the trigger, and that's when they realize that they had accidentally grabbed the squirt hand sanitizer and now shot the customer the eyes.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So if you see the video, as they say.
Have you ever accidentally rubbed your eye after you put it on lately?
Yes.
It's awful. Oh, my God. I can't imagine a full squirt.
This dude, so keep in mind, I'm aiming this at you. Neither of us know what's going to happen. I squeeze it. I mean, into the
eyes. Oh, it's hot.
Yeah. The customer displayed that as they bent over, and you could see them opening their mouth, but because it's closed-circuit TV, you can't hear them, which probably for the better. And they point out that the 7-Eleven employee started consoling the customer. In the end, I guess everything was okay. Towards the end of the video, the customer is brought back to the store, possibly to remedy the error. So anyway, 7-Eleven, good work. Just clearly
they're trying.
Labeled.
They're trying.
I'm glad it was just hand gel. Sanitizer. Yeah, for a minute there, I thought it was going real bad.
Like a gun. I go into probably two or three times a week. They're doing a very good job of keeping people in and out of there and at a distance, and you got to walk in one way and come around the other, and it's pretty intelligent for a convenience store, for sure.
But I will say this. If you've been to a 7-Eleven, especially like late at night, this virus could disappear tomorrow. Based on the customers coming to 7-Eleven, I'm saying they stick to this. Like, all right, two at a time, walk this way, because there's something wrong with you, right?
Is there still 17-year-olds hanging outside asking you to buy cigarettes?
People come out of the corners of 7-Eleven. Like, he's just like, brains.
Yeah, seriously.
Brains. Yeah. Every 7-Eleven's got like five brains.
Cigarettes, booze, money, candy, brains. Hot dog. Like, come on, man.
At least from 10 p.m. on.
Yeah. And then they disperse around 5
sure.
a.m.
Sure.
I like our corner market. It's always essential. Got to get in there and get that one butt ice.
Yeah, that's essential. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hi, it's Stephen Throw Hogan to Police Tell Everyone How Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Tony. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola. All right, buddy.
Tony, how are you hanging in there during the quarantine? You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm still working.
What are you doing every day?
For a flooring company.
Oh, really? Put in flooring. How busy you guys been now that people have time? They're getting all these projects done. I'd have to think you got a pretty full schedule.
Yeah, we're still pretty slow, but we're getting more sales now.
Okay. All right. Well, that's very cool, man. Thank you for doing that. I can't imagine getting hardwood done right now because you got to evacuate the house, especially if they sand or anything like that. There's no real place for you to go.
So you just sit out your front yard?
You just breathe in all the dust.
Stare at the front door.
Pretty much, yeah.
All right, Tony, you understand how this year game is played?
Yes, and I want you to drink already.
All right, he wants to do drugs. I like
oh, wow.
This a man. You know, man,
option.
If I ever get my floors done, I'm going to request you. Because you're just to the freaking point. All right.
Another way to play this game, do that for a reason.
All right, now here is your story in the world of drugs. A man is suspected of stealing several items from a summer camp. He was finally arrested, but not before leading deputies on a wild, miles-long police chase across the Key Peninsula. A 911 call came in reporting a theft at a kid's nonprofit summer youth camp. Camp staff found a silver utility trailer had been stolen, along with a boat motor and several lawnmowers. Well, about 4 hours later, a deputy on patrol, he spotted the pickup towing the silver trailer, and as the deputy turned around for a closer look, he noticed the trailer's license plate did, in fact, match that of the stolen trailer. He tried to pull it over. Instead, the truck sped off, only got up to about 60 miles an hour, based on weight. Well, the chase eventually moved off of paved streets onto a series of private dirt roads. Driver lost control, drove into a large pile of dirt. Keep in mind, this is 13 miles away from where the chase began. But the driver was not done with the chase yet. He jumped out of the truck and ran off with the deputy, chasing close behind. The driver jumped the gate, eventually ran into some bushes where he was finally captured. Now, the deputy found drugs and drug paraphernalia on our suspect. He was booked into jail for investigation of several offenses, eluding police, burglary, hit and run, resisting arrest, and, of course, the drug violations. My question to you is, what drugs do you think they found on this guy? Meth, heroin, oxys, or crack? So meth, heroin, oxys, or crack?
My first guess would be meth. I don't think heroin at all.
When you say the peninsula, are you saying the peninsula?
So the Key Peninsula, I'm assuming Florida.
Okay, all right.
Wait, where is that at?
I'm assuming Florida.
No, yeah, I'll guess meth for sure.
Well, he didn't take off running, so I'm gonna take oxys or heroin out of that equation.
Like you ran?
I just think, I would be more chill if I was on, because it lowers your heart rate.
It does, but I feel like you're right, but at the end of a 13-mile police chase, and I drove the no matter how chill I am, like my adrenaline will be as high as it's gonna be.
Ted, do you have any strange theories on this?
I don't know. There's also a Key Peninsula down in Pierce County.
Yeah, it could in fact be Pierce County. Hold on.
Yeah, it's Pierce County. This happened here.
Pierce County. Oh, nice. Local.
Right.
All right, so that changes everything now.
It does, doesn't it? Because I was going to guess crack, and now I'm not.
Right, so it was a stolen trailer.
They went to a summer camp, stole the trailer, it had equipment in it. The cops realize that it's stolen. They give chase. Dude takes off. 13-mile chase until, drives off the of paved roads, ends up driving to some dirt. That's when he jumps out and takes off running.
And who steals from a bunch of kids?
You know.
I mean, it is a youth camp, for crying out loud. I mean.
But they're an easy target.
Yeah, and I know that nobody was probably there, and that's the stuff they cut the grass with in the summer and everything else. When this
I'd steal the basketball hoop so I could dunk.
Okay. Ted, do you have a theory on this? I mean, I know you spend time everywhere. What's the bar on the Key Peninsula that you've drank in?
You know, honestly, I don't know.
Okay, all right.
I'm sure I've been close to it at some place.
Okay.
People are screaming meth. They're screaming meth because they're saying, look, it's Key Peninsula in Washington State. It's definitely meth. Someone else has happened right up the street from me. Someone else happened right up the street from my sister's house. It's Pierce County. That's the meth capital. It's got to be meth. It's near Kitsap County. And
let me ask you a question. When we were back in Baltimore and all the cops episodes were here in Seattle, we didn't know it at the time.
Right.
Wasn't that always Pierce County?
Lakewood.
Oh, Lakewood. Yeah. That's
right.
What
and
it
you're
was.
Right.
It
Pierce
Lakewood.
County. But yeah, eventually, exactly. Pierce County had to say, hey, stop filming down here.
It makes us look bad.
It makes us look bad.
Or accurate.
Yeah.
Miami-Dade County has the same argument.
Yeah, they do. Right, so just given the area, I'd say meth. But what were the other...
People are screaming meth.
Meth, heroin, OxyContin, or crack cocaine.
I mean, that really doesn't really rule out heroin or OxyContin either.
Mm-hmm. Basically, crack's the only one you guys all agree is probably not the cult.
Hey, Tony, you do any flooring work down there in Pierce County?
No.
Okay, so you wouldn't know about that then. All right.
Hey, that was a quick no.
Yeah, all right. So, Ted, what are you going to go with here?
No.
I know everybody said...
I was thinking crack or meth, but I'll listen to the people. I'll stick with meth.
Okay, Tony, you're going to go meth?
Yeah, given that area, I want to say meth, but you know what? I'm going to go old school and say this guy was in between rounds of heroin.
You are?
All right, okay.
Yeah, I mean, speed chases and stuff doesn't say... Like, generally, you think of heroin, you think of the guy nodding down on the street corner.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But with that said, I think once cops are behind you, no matter what drug you're on,
right,
you're going to tend to drive fast. Well, if you're that kind of a legal person,
no, you're
not,
right.
Not me. I would
all
pull
right.
over.
I'm going to go lone.
Generally,
I'm going to go lone wolf here and go OxyContin.
OxyContin.
Yeah.
Huh?
So Tony, you're going to
somebody's never seen that peninsula.
You're going to stick with a meth. Final answer, Tony.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, we're going to find out if this guy was on methamphetamines, heroin, OxyContin, crack. Next.
Whoops.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Midterm Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
Hope Father takes us to the Key Peninsula. Now, I got a man who stole several items from a youth camp.
Yeah.
Put them all in a trailer. Trailer was actually the youth camps as well. Police figured out that he was the guy pulling the stolen merch, so now they're in hot pursuit. He takes him down the interstate. He takes him on a dirt road. Eventually, when they pull him over, he jumps out of the truck, takes off running. Eventually, this guy is captured. And yes, he is on drugs and has drugs on his person. So the question is, what is that drug? Is it meth, heroin, oxys, or crack cocaine?
And that's a question that we posed to you, Tony. And you gave it a lot of thought. People seem to be familiar with the area, people that aren't me. And most people are just screaming meth, absolutely screaming meth. Miles, we'll get to you first. Miles. Oh, not oxy. Sorry.
That's all right. You took a chance there.
And here's the thing about it. This is why it's bad, Miles. The reason why it's bad is because in this case, now, Ted, you guessed heroin.
I did. I went heroin.
Tony, you went meth. You're both correct. He had both of those jokes.
Oh, no way. I'm out.
You had a 50% chance.
Should have picked C, all of the above.
I know, it's just one of those
Pierce County specials.
Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! All right, Miles, your choices tonight?
Mm-hmm.
The Jimmys?
Jimmy Kimmel and Jimmy Fallon.
Seth Meyers. The Daily Show.
Daily Show. There we go.
Ted Smith and Writers.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
It is right there in the title. All those guys have teams of professional writers who come up with their monologues each and every night.
So it's up to you to determine, was this an actual late night joke and from whom, or is this the Ted Smith original?
Chuck E. Cheese has been pretending to be a different place online to try and sell their pizza. This is officially the weirdest episode of Catfish ever.
Fallon. Writers.
Trevor Noah.
Ooh. Chuck E. Cheese has been pretending to be a different place online to try and sell their pizza. This is officially the weirdest episode of Catfish ever.
Half of people who exercise say they have given up on a beach body this year, according to a new survey. That's what you were going to call a beach body?
Me, Ted Smith. Ted Smith.
Damn! That is. I don't have a beach body. I thought I'd throw you off. Go to the beach. Pop your shirt off, dudes. You got a beach body. You're good to go. It's the beach.
It's your body.
Yeah, don't worry about people judging.
But we're judging, yeah. Don't worry about it, but it's happening.
There's a woman in New Zealand that held a sheep for ransom until the owners paid what she thought was what she was owed. Long story short, she's on the lam and police are looking out for her.
Bad. Kimmel.
Riders.
Oh, mm-hmm. Very good. Mm-hmm.
I heard about a priest in Detroit who's using a squirt gun to shoot holy water onto his churchgoers as they drove by. And after that, he shot wafers into their mouth through a t-shirt cannon.
Fallon. I heard about a priest in Detroit who used a squirt gun to shoot holy water onto his churchgoers while they drove by. And after that, he shot wafers into their mouth from a t-shirt cannon.
A new study found that when people Google their symptoms, they only come up with the correct diagnosis for themselves about 36% of the time. So it turns out you do have reckless slave syndrome. Trying to get that out.
Seth Meyers.
Yeah. Ted Smith.
Can't say my own joke.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's why that was the only thing that threw me.
Yeah, the restless leg syndrome.
Right.
Now imagine if I had said it correctly. I saw that Joe Rogan struck a deal with Spotify for $100 million. But in order to get the money, he has to sign over the rights to his podcast and complete 3 extreme stunts that will test him both physically and mentally.
Seth Meyers. Jimmy Fallon.
Writers.
All writers. Oh,
I'm sucking today.
Yeah, I'm not doing well either.
Well, the stomach should be happy then, am I right? Unnecessary. An ice cream shop in Hong Kong is offering tear gas flavored, inspired by last year's pro-democracy protest. Or, if you really want your kids to cry, get them rum raisin.
Daily Show. Yeah, Daily Show.
Seth Marsh.
An ice cream shop in Hong Kong is offering a so-called tear gas flavor inspired by last year's pro-democracy protests. Or, if you really want your kids to cry, get them rum raisin.
I don't know that I've ever had rum raisin ice cream. I only get the reference
point
from
an
episode of Seinfeld.
It used to be popular back in the day.
All right.
It's kind of gone away, like sherbet.
That's like, I don't really often eat a praline. But if it's in something, I like it.
And it's delicious. You're right. I only eat it if it's in ice cream.
Yeah.
Pecan ice cream used to be big. Not that big anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Butter pecan.
Yep. Butter pecan.
Butter pecan.
Let's see. Have you guys seen The Drunk Girl from Texas yet?
The drunk girl from Texas, no.
Yeah. All right, so Texas has this massive thing on some beach that they call the Go Topless, like, Jeep Weekend or something.
Oh.
Now, the people aren't topless. Well, the dudes are. But the whole thing is you have, like, a Jeep or a Jeep-like truck, and there's no top on it.
And you drive on the beach.
You drive on the beach. It was famous last year for just violence that broke out. I want to say this year they still arrested 60-some people, and I want to say there was two shootings.
Oh, damn. Good times.
But, you know, there's always the stereotypical joke of that, like, when they interview somebody about something that's happened, you just pick the worst person to talk to.
Always.
Now, I'm sure she's nice enough, but she's the main part of this interview, and she's already had a few beverages, and, you know, she's ready to party.
Been in quarantine, and, like, I need to get out and party. Woo! What's better than beach and a few drinks and Jeeps? Man, get any better than that? Wash them hands for 20 seconds and keep them clean with their Germex. Totally. Law enforcement's definitely made their visibility and made people chill out and not be as crazy. The cops are doing their job as long as they don't be mean to people who are actually being innocent. Then I'm all gravy, baby.
I mean, you know. As long as it's not my kid, I think it's funny. You have that nightmare that, hey, man, your daughter's
it's
on there.
It's all gravy, baby.
Yeah, and I mean, like, look, she's probably in her early 20s.
Yeah. Hey, if nothing else, she was very positive.
Right, and even, like, I know when all the, you know, the restrictions from states came out, people got really pissy about the spring breakers and stuff. It's like, look, I know, but they are also 19 and 20 years old.
I don't, what were you doing when you were 19 and 20? And listen, I know a virus is different than a lot of things, but whatever rule you gave me between roughly the ages of, well, birth to now, but even worse, in my late teens and early 20s, it didn't matter what you said, we were going to go ahead and do what we do. You know why?
Right.
Because we were in our late teens or early 20s or for whatever.
Rules were kind of those things that just, you know.
You need to do it backwards. You need to say, hey, man, if you're going to talk to like kids at college, be like, listen, whatever you do, man, there's a global pandemic. This virus is serious. It is really important that all of you drive to Florida for spring break. It won't happen. That's the rule. You must go to spring break.
Mm-hmm. I
ain't going, man. F you.
I also think it's funny, too. Like, not that I know anybody like this, but they're very excited to leave for college. And they're just like, I can't stay here. Like, I was almost like, is that a neighborhood thing?
Right. Yeah.
Just tired of living in that house?
Well, I think it's, you know, you've been counting down on that shot that shot clock for, you know what I mean, your entire life to just be able to do your own thing. And now it's gone. So I think a lot of kids are having a hard time with that.
Yeah. No, and I say this all the time. I do feel bad for those, for the seniors.
Sure.
I feel bad. Oh, God, yeah. Feel bad for all of them. Any kid in school right now. Now, for the first time ever, kids probably appreciate school. I mean, in the history of
probably.
You know
who I don't feel bad for? Fourth graders.
Yeah, don't. They're fine.
Yeah.
It's the one grade.
I was just picking a random grade.
You got 1 through 3, then you got 5 through 12. Fourth, you're on your own.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys do what you want.
Quit your state histories.
That's still fourth grade, right?
Eighth.
I don't know.
Eighth?
Eighth estate, yeah.
No.
Used to be.
Huh, all right. I learned the Maryland State song that year.
My daughter is studying Pennsylvania right now, third grade. Bam.
Nice.
Mm, yeah, Pennsylvania, great.
Mm. The Amish.
All right, so I don't know if you guys have seen recently a lot of things that have happened, and this has been happening forever, it's been happening for the last 10-15 years, not just because of pandemics, but a lot of things the Simpsons have predicted have come true. And this is a list of top 10 future predictions that haven't come true.
Okay.
Have not. Some of them are weird and you're kind of happy. Some of them you'd like to see.
Okay. Right.
Hit me with a number, Miles.
Oh, you want a number?
We're going 10 to 1, okay. Traditional.
All right, 10 to 1.
Old school.
Hold on for a second. Oh, I'm not prepared. Let's see here. 10 to 1. Okay.
That's all right. I didn't tell you to.
You can't be prepared. I'm just springing this on you.
Yeah, I was like,
I just ambushed you, of course.
Now I'm going to go behind your back and send an email. He wasn't prepared.
Yeah. I wasn't.
Bigfoot is real. There's an episode from 2002 where Bart spots him while getting off a bus in Canada. Now, we still haven't found a real Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
With that said, I'm believing Bigfoot stuff now because we've finally admitted that aliens or UFOs are
UFOs,
real, which is still not saying aliens are real. So I don't know. This has been such a weird world. Like, what if Bigfoot came out of nowhere and was just like, even I'm wearing a mask?
Yeah. What if Bigfoot came down and said, yeah, the aliens dropped me off here?
Yeah, right? I mean, who knows? But I would not be
shocked. They can't find me. Apparently, I'm hard to find. Is that true?
You don't know I'm a Wookiee? You haven't seen any of these movies?
Yeah, I would not be shocked if Bigfoot finally shows up.
And it's just Chewbacca.
Right. Yeah, or what if it is like Harry and the Hendersons? And he's really just a nice dude. And he's like, I was scared of you guys.
I feel bad when we eat them.
Number 9.
Big Ben goes digital. The clock.
Uh-huh.
Not Roethlisberger.
That would be weird, too.
A 1995 episode showed Big Ben in London is in the year 2010, and the building had a digital clock instead of hands. I will say this. I don't really... Like, I'm not really a person that's like, oh, I didn't get to see this or that. But if you've only been to London once and they're working on Big Ben, it was a little disappointing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, I was there within a time frame that they were still working on it. I like to say I saw Big Ben.
Yeah.
Because you did. It just looked stupid because it's covered in scaffolding.
Yeah, there was a period when I was still living in the D.C. area that they were working on the Capitol, and I felt kind of bad. It's like, you go to the Capitol, and I forget what's on top, but it's like a famous... It's like... statue or something. But
on
it just,
top of the dome, you mean?
Yeah, on top of the dome. But it was just covered up for like years. And it's like, can you imagine you fly across the country to D.C. and it's like, oh, there's the Capitol.
This is almost what it looks like.
Yes.
Number 8.
Killer Robots. 1994 episode where they visit Itchy and Scratchy Land and the robots run the park and start murdering people. Killer Robots, not that far off.
Not really. I mean, you have like the drones that you can fly from anywhere, right? Some of them are autonomous. I know they're working on the autonomous ones where they're supposed to be able to identify a target. And frankly, I threw a Roomba into a bathtub and killed someone.
Yeah. And like, have you seen some of those? What's it? Is it Boston Dynamics or whatever? Those robots that are like,
oh my God, like the
robot
dogs?
Dogs?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Do not do it. Whatever you're working on, stop.
Like I'm saying, that robot dog starts chasing you. That's robot violence.
Well, just even the box jumps from the robots and stuff like that, when they have the actual humans, just how high they can, well, not humans, but the human robots. It's amazing.
Yeah, it is wild, man. It's doing box
jumps.
Yeah.
And your legs are never going to get tired. Not until the battery runs out.
No.
No, it's endless box jumps. Can you imagine?
And the thing is, he does them so cleanly, and then he tries to sell you his protein shake.
But you're a robot, by a citizen.
Right? You can't even drink this, robot. The media becomes even more corporate. In 1995, they predicted that CNN, NBC, CBS, and ABC would all merge into one giant conglomeration.
And they're saying that these are not accurate?
These are not accurate. Right.
Okay, we're just going to move on with the comment.
Mickey Mouse is drooling right now.
Along with ABC and ESPN and every conglomerate there.
So this one is somebody that becomes a president. Give you a hint. Foreign-born U.S. leader.
Arnold
Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Right.
Okay. Yeah, the Simpson movies predicted that he'd be president, even though he wasn't born in the U.S.
Well, neither was Obama. So good.
Number 6.
This one's kind of close. President Ivanka Trump.
Ah.
An episode a few years ago said she'd run for president in 2028.
Oh. No.
Got time.
Number 5.
Hologram mail. There's an old episode where future Bart gets a message in the form of a hologram instead of a letter. That could be a thing.
It could be.
I mean, there's hologram concerts and this and that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Do you think we'll start going to hologram parties?
Man, if stuff stays like this, yes.
I mean, as far as social distancing is concerned, the idea of taking an image of you and then placing it in your living room so you could actually sit down and talk, and what you're seeing is you and what they're seeing is, you know, the reverse.
I'd be down.
Yeah, look, hologram parties would end the same way most house parties do.
You got hammered.
I was going to say, you asleep on the couch with a candy bar.
Yeah, exactly. At the end of every...
Owing an apology at the end.
At the end of every chat, you say, you're my only hope.
Number 4.
We got on 3.
Oh, we're on 3 now.
3.
Okay.
You're best
in the business.
Colonizing Mars. An episode in 2016 said we'd have a mission by 2026 and colonize the planet by 2051.
Wow. Yeah, they're aiming. I read this yesterday. They're now aiming for it. Get excited. 2117. Wait, oh, when we're dead.
Oh, well, thank God. We don't have to go there.
Number 2.
You got to go. It's great for vacation.
Virtual food. An episode 20 years ago showed Homer and Marge using headsets and tubes to eat fake food in the year 2030.
But then you have to virtually poop, and it's weird.
If you saw half the ingredients in food right now, you understand it's not
right,
food.
It's not that far, right?
I mean, there's wood chips in your Parmesan cheese from Kraft. I mean, you realize, I mean, unless you consider straight pulp, which it could very well be.
I do think, though, the one food from the future we're all waiting for is that pizza. And Back to the Future 3, when he's in the future. And you just, like, you could just, like, I think for them it was Pizza Hut or whatever.
All right.
But it's just like a small little pizza, and you put it in your microwave, and it comes out as a full-size pizza.
Oh, yeah, I'd be down.
All right, yeah, I'm down with that for sure.
Number one.
Hover cars. In 2005, they predicted we'd have them by 2017.
Terrible idea. And listen, you know, we're growing up, the idea of flying cars, hover cars, you're like, that would be awesome. When you see how bad people are with wheels grounded by the physics of gravity, you go, like, you don't need to float.
Gravity's not going to help you out.
Right. You need to stay on the road.
Right. And just give people some outlook on this stuff. Like, in 98, they said Disney would buy 20th Century Fox. 2 decades later, it happened. In an episode in 2000, they predicted President Donald Trump would be president someday. That happened. They had an episode about a virus and killer bees.
They do. You got to remember, as many times as they've taken a shot, they made a basket or two. They've only been on the air for like 25, 26 years.
Well,
they get a lot of stuff right.
But if you're on the air for 30 years, you got to hope you get some.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
right?
Yeah.
Even a broken clock's right twice.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Ted.
I didn't get that out right, did I?
But that made it better.
Yeah, it did.
It made it so much better that you were so close.
Give it again now.
Even a broken clock is right twice a day.
There you go.
That is. That's true. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Scientists discover Antarctic penguins release an extreme amount of laughing gas when they poop.
Meanwhile, an Instagram model's botched butt implants leave her unable to sit and now can only eat soup.
Retirement home is evacuated of residents in Canada, but they left one sick man left behind. Florida woman asked boyfriend to go to swingers club, and he is anything to her but kind. And a woman teaches her dog to do CPR. In 45 minutes, it's time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story. We go to Manchester, where a man attempted to get his girlfriend a nice gift. Her 30th birthday was coming up, so he did his diligence, getting her plenty of nice things to celebrate. One thing he had in mind was a gin glass that he wanted specially made. He bought it from a company online that would etch whatever message on the side of it, and he wanted it to say, quote, "Happy birthday, princess. Love you millions." Given that it was delivered gift-wrapped, he didn't realize his mistake until she had actually opened it. In his haste, he had written the message to the company in the wrong box, so that the glass came out with the nice message of, quote, "Can we have it delivered by Monday as it is her 30th? Nice one."
That makes it even more fantastic.
She laughed off the gaffe and still drinks it probably from the glass.
This is a much better glass in the end.
Thank you.
It is.
Agreed.
This is something that you will always remember. Instead, if it was just a nice etched glass with your birth date on it and your name and love this, whatever.
Right. I thought the exact same thing that you did, Miles. At least this one has a story to it. Because, truth be told, she was going to drink out of that 30th glass. And as soon as she turned 30 and 6 months, she was not going to drink out of that thing anymore.
So that's why I always lie to people and put an entirely different message. Like, you're a turd face. You're like, oh my God, that's not what I put.
Exactly. In other news, we covered this a little bit earlier today. A 7-Eleven clerk in Thailand is probably due for a break after she tried to test one of her incoming customers. The convenience store is one of many around the world that is testing people with forehead thermometers in an attempt to slow the spread of the coronavirus. But instead of grabbing a thermometer, the clerk instead grabbed a spray bottle of sanitizer, aimed it at the forehead of the customer, and fired, spraying all over her face and eyes.
Don't rub it.
The clerk immediately showed remorse for her actions and did her best to remedy the situation. There's no coming back from that.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Right.
It's a free hot dog.
Oh, that's a good call, Ted. Free slushy.
Slurpee.
There you go.
It's like they had in Back to the Future 2.
Boom.
Oh, I see what you did there.
Researchers in Antarctica have made an interesting discovery about penguins.
All right.
While studying their effects on greenhouse gas emissions in South Georgia, researchers discovered that there are significant levels of nitrous oxide in their byproduct. That chemical combination sounds familiar. That's because it's better known as laughing gas.
Wait a minute, hold on. Like in Batman, all right?
The penguin.
Yeah. Wasn't one of his big tricks to release a gas, like, out of his cane?
Yeah.
Yeah, the top of the umbrella.
Yeah. Okay, well, we've known this for years.
Now we know what he was doing.
Yes, exactly. Right.
The researchers went on to describe that the gas is fairly potent, as well as one of them went, quote, completely cuckoo after having been around the fecal matter for a while. He actually was starting to feel the effects.
Damn,
of
man.
Laughing gas.
Oh, the laughing gas. That's right. I let a penguin fart on me.
Sure.
Don't I you mean, have that on a t-shirt?
You're in Antarctica. What else are you going to do to occupy your time?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, I'd be feeding him like, fart.
Fart, damn you.
Poop, something.
If I go to a festival and there's a bunch of penguins walking around, I'd be like, I know what you guys are doing.
Why do you have feathers caked around your face? Are you huffing penguin butt?
Yeah, I bet my neighbor's going to buy one.
That's why penguin researchers are the happiest people on Earth.
Yeah.
We're always in a good mood. I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is. Over in Russia, a nurse may be out of a job after her choice of wardrobe. The nurse was seen in the male-only ward wearing the proper protective equipment and next to nothing underneath. Claiming that she was too hot and was unaware of just how transparent her protective equipment was, she was seen and photographed wearing the gear, and her undergarments could be seen underneath.
She's basically wrapped up in a garbage bag. I mean, exactly. Of clear plastic. You right. Understand how hot this would be to be in. If exactly. You wear a mask anywhere, you realize you're sweating on your face even exactly. For 10, 15 minutes. I mean, she's working all day, 14, 15 hours.
Hey, no. She meant she didn't realize just, you know, she was a 10.
Oh, look. I mean, who bitched about this?
No one.
She's
who
in
was
the male-only ward. Right.
No yeah. One cares.
No one.
Right. This choice of wardrobe.
You know who did. Big Sheila.
In trouble with hospital management. Here's the thing. She says, I didn't know that it was so transparent. How long have you been wearing this, for one? And two, it's clear. Like you said, Miles, it's basically like a garbage bag that she put on.
She knows it's transparent.
Exactly. And they kept trying to say that she was wearing lingerie.
And she's no, wearing a bra.
They didn't even match.
They didn't.
Not that I saw the picture.
So it has to match?
But technically, I mean, it's just my theory, but yeah, if it's like you're wearing bra and panties, but if they match, then that's lingerie.
Right.
Isn't that all it takes?
Is that really the difference? Even,
that's my Ted.
It's not just in a regular bra and underwear.
About to say, she didn't even have I wouldn't classify that as bra and panties. She had a brassiere and underwear.
Yes.
Maybe a boy short cut.
Boom.
They were.
Yeah, I know.
They were?
Yeah.
All right.
We've heard.
Again, I may have
who would click on that headline?
Certainly not me this morning.
I mean, seriously.
None of us looked at that this morning.
What clickbait is that?
That's not even the second or third headline. There's devastating thing going on in the world, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah, maybe it was in the middle of the article yeah. You were reading, and you said, let's try two.
Not safe for work means urgent, oh. Open immediately.
Right. You want to see.
Oh, what is it? Oh, this is another mortgage offer? Oh, man, I thought this was urgent.
Oh, man. We go to Georgia, where police are on the lookout for a pair that assaulted a Taco Bell. There's no real theory. They assaulted the Taco Bell, Ted. There's no real theory as to why this happened, but employees called authorities after someone came through the drive-thru armed with a plastic bottle filled with human waste.
Oh!
One of the passengers of the car initially attempted to squirt employees with the waste stew inside of the bottle, but gave up and tossed the bottle into the restaurant after the attempt failed.
Why? Why would you drive to a Taco Bell for the purpose of squirting poop on people?
This is what loud. You did
but
to me.
But it was in a Coke bottle, so what I can't figure out is...
Oh, no.
I can understand how the...
Funnel.
All right.
But think
so it's like, look, can you fill a flask with?
They got a dirty funnel somewhere.
That's my sign. I'm out of here.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate it. By the way, Mike Stone again today. I will see you next time for the game known as Big Dummy. And the head chef is back.
But not on weed. In the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.